The East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Well, we have a much talked about movie to talk about with Gray Drake, Ms. Movie Phone from the Ms. Movie Phone Show at MoviePhone.com this morning. Hey, Gray, good morning. How you doing?
Hello. I am totally in my head about this movie, you guys.
Well, it's my son. His already has plans to see it three times this weekend.
Three times?
He has a couple different groups he's going with. So we'll hear the clip, and you can tell me if he's wasted his movie not once, not twice, but thrice. All right, here you go.
You don't listen, do you? He asks the same question every week. Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts.
I like him.
He seems fun. Always smiling. Good attitude.
It looks good, Gray. Is the Joker good?
It's amazing.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really a fascinating way to give an extra layer of nuance to a comic book character that we already know. There are so many different reviews and everyone's arguing, and since seeing the movie I've looked at them all, and everybody is right.
Well, great.
Yeah, it's a fascinating exercise because in the film Joaquin Phoenix plays Arthur Fleck, and he has a job. And people are mean to him when he dresses up as a clown and spins a sign to get customers into shops. And they're constantly talking behind his back, and he goes home and he's taking care of his disabled mother. And they don't make a lot of money, and he's just trying to get through. And he has mental health conditions that he has to see a social worker for. He needs medication. He doesn't feel right, and nobody's listening to him, and nobody sees him, and just enough horrible things happen that he starts down this path that will take him to become the Joker that we know.
Okay. So are we going to feel sorry for him?
Well, that's part of the problem, because the answer is yes.
Okay.
I watched the movie, and by the end of it, like, I was in tears, because I just felt like there are so many people in this world that I don't know how to help. I don't know who they are. I don't know how to take care of them. I don't even something as simple as making eye contact and smiling at someone, it could change the course of where they're going.
So, and yeah, all right.
This movie really illuminates those people in our world. And so, he is in this movie basically a terrorist.
Okay. Well, we've always rooted for Batman, and he's not in this movie. Which also it just makes it a little weird, you know. No Batman, and we're feeling bad for the Joker.
I know.
Yeah, it's a really interesting movie worth discussing. It is heavy, it is sad, it is scary, it's very disturbing. I can't imagine seeing it three times, period. I don't think I have the strength to watch it again.
Okay.
But Joaquin Phoenix is going to get an Oscar nomination for sure. And like I said, I mean, movies are all about the conversation, because opinions are completely subjective. I know that, you know, you guys think that I'm right all the time, but I'm here to reveal to you. just an opinion. It's like an elbow. Everybody has one.
Yes, like an elbow. Yes.
Now, I do have a quick question, though, for you, Gray. Also, for Joaquin, have you ever sat down with Joaquin Phoenix?
No, because he... he's notoriously strange.
Yes, and I didn't know if strange was an act, or like, is he legitimately just that strange?
Oh no, he's definitely a weirdo. Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's been doing, I think, a really great job on the press tour, talking about really difficult subjects.
Yeah.
I've never talked to him, because the one time I was supposed to speak to him for Inherent Vice, he had gotten bored and left.
Oh. Well, as I sometimes do.
It's like you can't fault the guy, but I mean, he's known for, like, he does interviews without shoes on, and sometimes he decides he wants to lay on the floor and talk, and he's a fascinating person. I really dig people that are that weird, and he definitely, I think, uses that aspect of his personality to just act really hard. He's acting so hard in this movie, and it's pretty, like, I think it's movie history, like it or not.
Okay. Gray Drake is Ms. Movie Phone. The Ms. Movie Phone show is out every week, and we link it to the Ken, Colleen, and Kerr page, star1025.com. Also, you can go to moviephone.com. Thank you, Gray. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go, like, snap in a dark room.
Okay.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.